Let us bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, just a myriad of things, ladies and gentlemen. And here he is right now. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
And good morning to you, sir. So everybody out there, Robin Hood Radio.
Did you ever
including our beloved Jill.
Yes. Did you ever see the movie 7 Days in May?
Yes, I did, sir.
Good movie.
I saw all the Lancaster movies. You remember The Killers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But anybody that wants to see something that's very pertinent today, some 50 years later, Seven Days in May. You can rent it. You can get it from Amazon. It's a movie that I think if you're a history buff, you want to, even though it's fiction, it's loosely based on reality. But anyways, Mr. Lynch, what do we want to
just
talk about?
Just staying with movies for a minute. Yeah. Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra. Incredible acting piece, but so much like today, as the 7 Day in May recalls about today. Moving quickly from that into Traitors and Spies, it's now confirmed that President Trump in 2017 in the Oval Office apparently revealed to the Russians the big fat guy, I forget his name, and the guy with the glasses and tall and always smirking, revealed the person we had in Russia, a spy who basically gave us the input on their screwing around with the elections in 2016. That's Donald Trump. You can see it all over the press. He gave up a person who was working for us in Russia, the one who basically called the cards on the fact that the Russians were screwing around with our elections. Doesn't mean he gave his exact name, but he gave enough information that the Russians and their spy agency could trace it back to who it was. Thank God they got the guy out on time before he got his throat slit. Keeping along the lines of lying and screwing the American people, we have the beloved Wilbur Ross, a.k.a. Elmer Fudd, who basically told people at NOAA, the National Health, National Oceanic, that he is in charge of through Homeland Security, that they better recant the fact that Trump was wrong in his stating Alabama was headed for a storm. Folks, our government, if you haven't noticed, is falling apart, but it's now falling apart every which way to Sunday. You look at the military, 200 flights that stopped at Trump's Turnberton, Scotland estate and paid exorbitant prices when they could have gone to a military base. This is Trump working the system for himself. And you all better wake up and start reading a bit about World War II, 7 Days in May, and so forth. If you're on the Trump line, you better be ready for a major crash if he does get reelected.
Well, you know, it's interesting what you say. Is what we heard about before he was elected is what is happening now. I remember a story that came out when he had Trump Airlines. To get Trump Airlines into an airport, he made the airport. And the airport did this. Now, this is something that always amazes me. He made the airport have all the pilots and the stewardesses who had an overnight stay at his hotel, which was next to the airport, which was a little farther away than other, but exclusively stay at his hotel. Now, the people who owned the airport agreed to it and did it. Now, that's unfair, but they did it. It wasn't illegal. But anybody who thinks that the way the president acted before was going to be different after he was president, they were sorely mistaken. Things haven't changed with him. They're not going to change with him, and we're going to have to learn how to live with this and get through the next year and a half to 2 years, and then American people can decide what to do. The one thing the guy didn't do is hide who he was before he became president. None of that was hidden. It was all out there and known. And even though he lost by 3 million votes, he won the Electoral College, and the Americans that way elected him, warts and all. And I don't know why people are surprised that these warts are still happening now, because he is who he is, and
the warts are the warts.
And he operates the country like he operates his business, which is what people like myself, and there are people, my friends, that support him, but it's people like myself tried to point out before. It's one of the oldest rules my grandmother pointed out when we were kids. A zebra doesn't change its stripes, all these things. I mean, we knew this going in, and as a country, we failed. We failed. Now, we failed for a lot of reasons. The Democrats failed, but we failed as a country.
Not the least of which was paying. I mean, sorry. Isn't this boring yet?
It's not boring yet, because unfortunately,
we're doing it again.
It's this thing we have to live through every day.
But the point is that unless there becomes, this won't happen, but it would be really nice if it did. If there was some, if everything wasn't so profit-driven, so to speak, that or eyeball-driven, that you had to, that you actually forced, it's not possible. It's not possible. So this is what we have. This is the information system that we have.
Well, it should come out, this information, on a daily basis.
I'm not complaining about the information. I'm just saying that, it just totally depends on what you listen to. Totally. And Jim, you know that as well as I do. So do you, Marshall. You listen to what suits you. Not you individually.
So incredible, excuse me for interrupting, is Trump is so clever and deceitful. The fake news? The fake news helped get him elected by not calling him out more decisively in terms of his dealings in New York and elsewhere, New York, New Jersey particularly. And by that I mean they didn't go to the local areas and broadcast these very, very sinister things that he had been doing in his business and personal life. And now they're doing it again. I almost want to get sick to my stomach when I happen to turn on these gaggles where he's yelling and screaming at the reporters. Why don't these reporters not show up? What is wrong with us? I mean, if you're a kid and you go down the wrong block and the bully constantly beats you up, don't you go down another block? Why isn't the press saying, boss, I'm not attending. I'm not going to be berated. I'm not going to be a witness to the lie that Trump tells every day. My second thought is, I would love to see a kid named David Hogg, who was interviewed by Chris Hayes has got a great show on Friday night on MSNBC. Very informal format, wonderful dialogue. And get people like Hogg, who basically came out after the massacre in his school, and people on Me Too and others. Let's go down to Washington. Let's put 3 million in the street. Let's circle the White House for a week, okay? Look what happened in Hong Kong. They held out, they held out, they held out. They're getting the woman to recant on the legislation that was hurting them as citizens. She's stepping down. Where is the American spirit? Let's get out and march. Let's start marching. Remember Vietnam? We marched on Vietnam. We took a government down. Let's take this government down. I'm not satisfied with waiting for the election. I'm not satisfied with Jerry Nadler. I love the man. He's doing a great job within the confines of politics. But I'm not satisfied. I want some action. I want the golf courses struck. I want people going out on strike. I want the airline people to strike when Air Force One is coming in. Dangerous? Who's more dangerous than Donald Trump? Your security, okay? You are at risk. This nut or phony or fraud or Russian asset, you are at risk, you and your family. By the way, folks, tourism is down 1% in this country. You know why? People have been advised by their government that this is the Wild West. You want to get shot. You want to get abused. You want to be thrown in a corner because you're a different color. This guy Trump is screwing this country nine ways to Sunday. If you don't wake up, fine. Your bad dream will persist for a long time.
Part of that waking up, though, is, and it starts well before before you go into the streets to protest, go register, for God's sakes. If you're of age to vote, go register. I don't care if you have to travel 50 miles to register. If you truly believe that you need to change things, go register. If you truly believe that you like what's going on, go register. You have to register to vote to be able to participate. And I am now independent. I am going to switch my registration back to Democratic
so you can vote.
So I can vote in the Democratic primary. After the Democratic primary is over, I will immediately switch back to independent. So I'll be a registered voter in the 2020 election.
But you have to know these things. I mean, really and truly, in all seriousness, you have to know these things. You have to know your civics. You have to understand. And this is where, again, it's a boring old drum that I'll beat, but your screens and your information, it's not helpful if you are just sitting. We have this actually in a lot of cases with, we have a pretty big online presence that Marshall manages, and there are a lot of wonderful people there, but whenever... And this has gone on for years. When you say, hey, there's an event, you never really know who's coming until they turn up, because there is something about the whole online etiquette where it's not quite the same as the very old-fashioned RSVP. It just isn't.
Marshall makes an excellent point in terms of switching over to basically help in the process of getting the right people
in. Well, you can't vote.
Stacey Abrams, who ran for governor and missed out, was on television the other night, and she made a statement which is so, so true, and I hope the Democrats heard it, that very frequently these parties don't go out to those who are not very visible in terms of being voters and being a member of a party and so forth. In other words, those who aren't that visible and easy to get to because the money required and so forth and the shoe leather required to get to them. We need to get to all of the people. The point is, people are being left behind that we don't want left behind. Nobody wants somebody who's poor, who doesn't have a good job or a decent education, left behind. We've got to get out and tell people that. This is a country. It's not two parties. It's a country. And if we don't care about each other, we don't care about this country, because it's made up of people. So we need to, in our own way, we're all little voters and campaigners and so forth, in your community, get out and talk to people, all people, Republicans, Democrats, independents, non-voters, people who are discouraged, people who are enthusiastic. Have a conversation. And before the gong rings, please, will you get your kids educated in terms of what happened in the 30s, the Second World War? Would you get them educated to what happened with slavery in this country? Would you get them educated to the fact that slavery has unfortunately been a part of the human condition for a long time? That means it's like a virus. It's like a gene. We've got to eradicate it the best we can in terms of keeping our country together. This is a precious gift, this country. Maybe I've lived a little bit longer than Miles and Marshall, rather, and can appreciate it. But you got to get to your history and appreciate it, okay? My father was drafted with three kids in the Second World War. He was injured, not militarily. He was injured in training and so forth. They thought he'd never recover, but he recovered and he came back. But it screwed his life up. Did I ever resent it? I never resented it. My brothers and I enlisted voluntarily. We are Americans, but we're Americans for everybody. Blacks, Jews, Hispanic, Germans, even the Irish.
That's right, even the Irish.
It's good, Lynch.
Now,
we're listening.
Now, Jim.
All right, I got to stop drinking this coffee.
I got to put this off. Here's how you can get involved. I have been a Bernie Sanders supporter. I've bought his books. I joined his R Revolution. I donated last year. I donate this year. And I've donated and I've become enough where I actually got an email to be a participant in a session that Bernie Sanders is holding tonight at 7:30. I have a 1 in a million chance of actually being able to ask a question, but I will dial in and use my code so I can get online. I'm asking other people, whoever your candidate is, your support, whoever it is you're with right now, really become involved to the extent you can become involved. As a person who unfortunately is associated through the radio station with NPR, there's nothing I can do like host parties, but I can get involved and exchange ideas. Select your candidate. And if you truly believe that change is needed or you truly believe that things should stay the same, instead of yakking the yak and not walking the walk, walk the walk and get involved. Vote. Get involved with your candidate and work your ass off. Because
yeah,
if you don't do that, there's other people out there that are willing to do it for their candidate.
But there's also an element to that that is unfortunately the older you are, the less you understand this, and that is, you got to put down you're actually better off putting down your screen and getting up and go. You got to go out and actually talk to people. You can't just send emails.
You can't blame everything on the screen. You can't blame everything.
No, but
on
you
the screen.
Can go out and communicate, and that
communicate and talk to other people. That's
helps
exactly
a lot.
Right.
That's
exactly
all I'm
right.
saying. And it's just that's something that is less and less in fashion.
Now, Jim, we only have about a minute and a half left, and I have a very, very serious question to ask you.
How'd you like that game?
What the hell are we going to do about the Giants' defense?
We like the preseason.
You know, as I was watching the game, I said, I think the Giants' defensive backfield is, they must be in the locker room listening to Robin Hood radio podcast or something. They just didn't show up. Anyhow, yakety yak, I love it. Yakety yak, get out and vote. And you can see Marshall Miles on his Facebook page, and I'm hopeful he's going to make more political contributions because he's quite good at that kind of thing. Anyhow, folks, I'm a little dramatic. I'm an American. I want to go and leave this country in the best shape I can try. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing it for you. I'm not doing it for me. All right. Take care of yourselves. You have a good week.
All right, Jim. We'll speak to you next week. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.